洪恩环境英语终极篇
Intermediate Part 1
Lesson 10 Listen and repeat these groups of words.
To make Made Made of What's it made of?
To use Used Used for What's it used for?
To know Known Known for What's it known for?
To write Written Written with What's it written with?
How's that spelled? How do you spell that?
Now repeat these words.
Object. Indian. Pouch. Tobacco. Leather. Wood.
Listen to the following dialogue between a young reporter and the director of a local museum. The reporter is taking notes, but he has trouble spelling some of the words.
That's an interesting object, Mrs. Ono. What's it made of?
It's made of leather. It's an Indian pouch.
Let's see. I think pouch is spelled P-O-U-C-H. And leather is spelled...
L-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Thank you. And that item?
That's an Indian treaty.
Is it made of paper or leather?
It's made of paper. By the way, the word Indian is spelled with a capital I.
Thanks. Is this museum known only for its Indian items?
No. It's also known for its collection of American art from this area. Why don't you come with me and I'll show it to you?
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat what you hear after each pause. Ready? Let's begin.
That's an interesting object, Mrs. Ono. What's it made of?
It's made of leather. It's an Indian pouch.
Let's see. I think pouch is spelled P-O-U-C-H. And leather is spelled
L-E-A-T-H-E-R.
Thank you. And that item?
That's an Indian treaty.
Is it made of paper or leather?
It's made of paper. By the way, the word Indian is spelled with a capital I.
Thanks. Is this museum known only for its Indian items?
No, it's also known for its collection of American art from this area. Why don't you come with me? And I'll show it to you.
Now you're going to ask some questions. You hear...
Look at those earrings.
Then I say, made of. And you say...
What are they made of?
Ready? Let's begin.
Look at those earrings.
Made of.
What are they made of? Look at that belt.
Made of.
What's it made of?
Look at that knife.
Used for.
What's it used for?
Look at those shoes.
Made of.
What are they made of?
Look at those wooden boxes.
Used for.
What are they used for?
Now, instead of asking questions, you're going to answer them. I say, what's this tie made of? And you can answer, it's made of silk. Or you can answer, it's made of wool. Any answer is correct if it makes sense. After you speak, you're going to hear one possible correct answer. Ready? Let's begin. What's this tie made of?
It's made of silk.
What's that VCR used for?
It's used for watching movies.
Where's station WEFL located?
It's located in Stamford.
How is Philip spelled? With one L or two?
It's spelled with one L.
What's a knife used for?
It's used for cutting.
How is England spelled? With a capital E or a small E?
England is spelled with a capital E.
Now let's do something a little different. You're going to disagree with everything you hear. I say, this Indian pouch is made of paper. And you say, no, it isn't made of paper. I say, those museums are located in Stamford. And you say, no, they aren't located in Stamford. Ready? Let's begin. This Indian pouch is made of paper.
No, it isn't made of paper.
Those museums are located in Stamford.
No, they aren't located in Stamford.
Bennett is spelled with one T.
No, Bennett isn't spelled with one T.
The name Stamford is written with a small S.
No, the name Stamford isn't written with a small S.
The starring role in Murder at Midnight is played by Rita Haynes.
No, the starring role in Murder at Midnight isn't played by Rita Haynes.
To end this lesson, you're going to hear a dialogue that has some useful expressions. First, listen and repeat the expressions.
Wish you the best. I wish you the best.
Sitting pretty. I'm going to be sitting pretty.
Worth a fortune. It can be worth a fortune.
Blow up at you. I hope he doesn't blow up at you.
Get along with people. He doesn't get along with people.
Has a difficult personality. He has a difficult personality.
Now listen to this dialogue between Mike and Jeff.
You know, Jeff, I'm really happy you got the role of Tony. I wish you the best in your new job.
Thanks, Mike. If this show was a success, I'm going to be sitting pretty. The right role can be worth a fortune to a young actor like me.
I just hope that Stephen doesn't blow up at you too often. He doesn't get along with most people. He has a difficult personality.
Now listen to the dialogue again and repeat what you hear. There's going to be a pause after each group of words. Think about what the new expressions mean when you say them.
You know, Jeff, I'm really happy you got the role of Tony. I wish you the best in your new job.
Thanks, Mike. If this show was a success, I'm going to be sitting pretty. The right role can be worth a fortune to a young actor like me.
I just hope that Stephen doesn't blow up at you too often. He doesn't get along with most people. He has a difficult personality.
Well, if you learn English well, you're going to be sitting pretty. And maybe someday it's going to be worth a fortune to you. This is the end of Lesson 10.